Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
playing air guitar.
Yeah. Could, because you're not making any noise with an air guitar, are you? So you could be listening.
Yeah. No, you're so right.
Listening to the Jimmy and Nate pod whilst you're
jamming.
Slapping the bass. Slapping the air bass.
Could be air anything. Air drums.
Air drums. Air microphone.
Air horn.
That's actually a thing.
Is it? How does that sound?
Ba-ba-ba-bow.
There you go.
I'm glad we have that. Yeah. Really, that's...
Yeah, well, it's another one we have now, isn't it?
I'm going to get that.
Ba-ba-ba-bow.
We're going to kick the show off with that tomorrow.
I made a weird noise today, actually.
Yeah, you did.
Cool. What instrument would this be?
Cool.
Oh, it would be like a wobble thing where he goes...
Oh, like a wobble board.
You're doing lots of noises today. You've pretty much made an orchestra.
Quick, Grace,
you do your air horn and then I'll play my wobble board.
All right. Wobble.
Cool. I'm actually not here Friday, Monday.
You're not.
It's not a joke. I'm not. Now, people are going to know why. They listen to this. Jim's quit.
He's quit. He's had it. That's what did it.
We've driven him to leave.
Why is Jim quit?
Ba 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 ba.
Cool.
Producer Grace, I will have you in for this one.
Okay.
What were we talking about just there, off air?
Don't know.
Forgot?
I forgot.
Okay. Yeah. Look, yesterday we did the nude solstice swim. Nath, we had a bunch of fun doing that.
Oh, it was unreal.
When we got back to the office, we were going through. So we weren't allowed to take our phones down.
No.
Some people did, by the way.
Yeah, some people broke the rules, but you weren't supposed to take any photos whilst you were down there.
Yeah. So we were relying upon all the media
outlets.
Hobart,
yeah.
Channel 7.
Which were allowed
Mercury.
To be there because they were in a special media zoned off area that they had to register for.
So when we got back to the office yesterday, myself, you, Nathan, producer Grace, we were going through photos to try and see if we'd popped up anywhere.
Mm.
Just quickly, before I say whose butt has made the Mercury, the headline that they've gone with for Dark Mofo, the swim, the nude swim, is a cracking way to begin the day.
Genius. Good from the Merc.
Yeah, a lot of booties out there, especially on the news last night on Channel 7, because they had to blur out the front parts, but they didn't have to blur out the bums.
Apparently. Everyone's got a butt.
I love that the butt can just roam free. You know what I mean? The butt is fine.
Now, speaking of butts, I'll get you to sort of tell this story, Producer Grace, because yesterday you were looking through the photos first.
Yeah, so I was looking through the photos. Jimmy was kind of peering over my shoulder. And
On the Mercury,
yes.
Yeah. And it was an album, wasn't it?
It was an album, like a click-through gallery. And they were all very PG-rated. And the first one that came through with a butt, I went, oh, there's a butt. And then Jimmy goes, that's Nate's butt.
I know that butt.
Yeah. Because you know every year when it's your birthday, what do?
You put up the butt photo of me.
What great butt photo?
I put up every year.
Yeah.
It's Nathan in the change rooms at Blunston Arena.
Yeah.
We were going out one night after we were emceeing the Hurricanes game and he's completely nude.
Oh, I got a photo of. There's also the one that you put up of me at the urinal when I was wearing a onesie. You
know, I'll be honest.
Bring it all. You have quite a few butt photos of me.
Some of them I can't post because your legs are quite apart.
Akimbo.
And there may be something in the middle, they can't be posted.
Yeah, okay.
But I do have a lot. So, yes, I did know.
You did recognise the butt.
I knew that was
nice.
Oh,
you've seen the butt many times.
It is on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. You can see the photo that is also on the Mercury. And, mate, round of applause for yourself. You've done it.
Oh, mate, I've done nothing wrong. I'm thanks to the Mercury for not being ashamed of putting the butt up there. I love the fact that the butt roams free.
It's a great butt.
Oh, thank you.
No worries.
It is.
I'm just doling out compliments this morning.
Did you compliment me earlier off the show?
Off air, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Can we say what that is?
No.
Okay. Mm. I know you haven't had a chance to jump on the social this morning, Nath, but I'd say probably about 50 DMs of people saying you have a lovely butt.
Oh, thank you.
The only negative thing is they say it's a very white butt.
Yeah, well, that's
tan
the thing.
Lines.
I don't tan my butt enough.
So clear budgie smuggler tan line.
Yeah, like absolutely. Well, that's what I wear. Any time that I'm in the sun or I'm going for a swim, it's budgie smugglers. That's my costume of choice. But because of that, maybe I need to give myself a wedgie a little bit more.
Go to more nude swimming places.
No, that's true. I mean, that's a good way to get a tan on the butt.
You
isn't
do
it?
Have a little outdoor area. You could throw a towel down and just tan naked.
Mm. Yes, just sun my butt, or just get some tan. Some tan on the old.
Absolutely.
On the old.
Would you I mean, you were there with us last year, Grace. Would you tan us up next year just to?
Oh, sure. Certainly. Yeah. I'm sure we could get someone who does.
Ready? Tan this booty. Tan this booty.
Jimmy and Nate's Ask Them Anything.
Producer Grace, right. You got some good questions for us this morning?
I sure do. Kicking things off with a juicy one. This one comes from @Cameron_Glenn. If you were a dog, what breed would you be?
Labrador. I've been told this before many times.
Yeah.
By you, Jim, by my partner, Meg. I'd be a lab.
Lab.
Definitely a lab.
Or a Staffy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that I've got too.
Because Staffy's a lot of energy, quite like
stocky.
Stocky, well built.
Yeah. A bit porky at times.
Love to eat, love to sleep.
Love to eat, yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Staffy or a lab? Staffy one of those two, yeah. Maybe I'd be a Stabradoodle.
I don't know what. Well.
I mean, everyone's into mixing things now, aren't they?
Are. Yeah. What dog do you think I'd be?
You'd be like a little, like.
Kelpie.
Terrier.
Lou, it's something yappy.
You'd be like a little wiry mutt.
You just called Jimmy a wiry mutt. That's the greatest thing that's ever happened on the show.
You know, they're little, like, they're like endearing and they reckon they've got a big bark.
Oh, Grace, there's no comeback from wiry mutt, mate.
Geez, thanks. I was going to say Rottweiler, but we'll go with wiry mutt. Thanks. Love you too.
All right, question number two.
Oh, look, he's saying I love you.
That's
trained
nice.
Him well.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
Hey.
You can't say
you can't
that.
Say I didn't say it.
Yeah, you mouthed it, though.
Yeah, mouthed it. Dogs can't talk.
I said, bro, bro.
Question number two comes from @Rochelle_1997. What's the worst hairstyle you've had?
Well, I've had the same haircut for many years. Actually, Jim, you've had some shockers.
I've had some shockers. One of the worst ones was I wanted to be Shane Warne, so I was like dyeing my hair like blonde foils, and that was quite expensive. Mm. It was like $300 or $400 for a haircut.
I feel like this one's more directed, Jim, because I've had the same haircut forever.
Can I be honest with you, Nathan? Mm. We'll put up I'll put a photo in this video.
Yeah.
I always thought you had the same haircut, but then the other day we found this video of you.
Oh, it's very beachy and blonde, isn't
it? In year seven, you've got blonde curly. I know that's not a haircut, but you used to have
it's
blonde curly hair.
A hairstyle. Yeah. That's it. Because I was a bit of a beach rat. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's why.
Why was it? It was blonde because of the sun.
Because of the sun and the surf, the sea salt. I was constantly in the sun. Did surf club growing up. So that's why.
Well, you and me used to be a pair of blondes.
Yeah. Now he's a wiry
mutt. I can't believe you try to justify it.
No, there's nothing wrong with being a little wiry mutt.
Stop saying it. Don't do this when you do it.
All right, question number three comes from @Marianne_K_1968. Jimmy, is your manhood still intact?
Your manhood still intact?
Yeah,
did you get neutered? You're more wiry mutt.
It's not bad for a wiry mutt, if you know what I mean. Hey, hey. I guess this is for yesterday.
I don't know what you mean.
I don't know what a wiry mutt is, mate.
Jim, I want to ask the question now. 13 10 60, Hobart, jump on the phones. What song gets stuck in your head? What song is a bit of an earworm? Not necessarily your favourite song, just what song every time you hear it gets stuck in your head, because new research studying the impact of music on sleeping has shown that if you get songs stuck in your head, you are 6 times more likely to have a poor quality sleep. So essentially the study proves that listening to music whilst you sleep and to put you to sleep may not actually be beneficial, but detrimental. Because I know a lot of people listen to music to help put them to sleep. Like my girlfriend used to have a sleep playlist.
It was all Coldplay songs.
It was all Coldplay.
That's not a gag, by the way. It's 100% true. 100%.
All Coldplay. Straight Coldplay. Coldplay songs. Yeah, straight Coldplay.
Because when she used to pick me
but
up.
But she'll put anybody to sleep.
She used to pick me up for work, and I'd get in the car, it'd connect to Bluetooth, and it would start playing Coldplay. And I'm like, what? And she's like, that's from my sleep.
Yeah, I remember I was like, oh, yeah, this would put you to sleep.
When you guys started dating, like early days when you're sharing a bed, was she embarrassed? Like, at what stage of relationship did she tell you about the Coldplay sleep playlist?
She would. So I would fall asleep, and then she would get headphones and put Coldplay in her ears. But then the reason I found out is because I woke up one morning and she still had them in, because normally she would wake up before me and take them out. I'm like, had headphones in. And she goes, yeah, I have a sleep playlist. I'm like, what are you listening to? Coldplay. And she said the word Coldplay and I fell asleep, which is weird. So it's called, they're called earworms. So if you don't know what an earworm is, it's essentially when a song gets stuck in your head. And researchers have said that if it happens to you at least three times a week, you shouldn't be listening to music at bedtime. Because it puts you, it makes your sleep disrupted.
Well, producer Grace and I are the same. We don't listen to music, we listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I like listening to someone talk.
Yeah, and I think that's fine. Podcast isn't included in this, it's strictly music. But I mean, I've asked you two and myself. No, I'm referring to myself in the third person. Earworms, producer Grace, what is your earworm song that gets stuck in your head?
This song is almost always stuck in my head.
Okay. Agadoo, Black Lace. And if this was stuck in your head...
Okay. I'm going to be honest with you, Hobart. This conversation happened off air because Nath needed to get the music ready to play it. And I said to producer Grace and Nath, I will not say anything until we're live on the radio.
Yeah.
I've never heard that song.
What do you
really?
You've never heard that song? It used to play at school discos all the time and it has a dance to go with it.
What is this called?
Agadoo.
Who's a boy?
I don't know.
Black Lace.
Do you know the dance, Nate?
I don't know the dance, I just know the song.
Hobart, 1360, call if you've never heard this song. I've never heard this song in my entire life. You're telling me the song that's always stuck in your head is a song that I've never heard in my 31 years on this planet.
I've never heard that song.
I've never heard
it. You're normally across all music.
Not that, because it's awful. Why would that be stuck in your head?
It's just, it's catchy.
It's so bad. No, it's not. It's not catchy at all. It's awful. There's a reason I haven't heard of it. Choo booba doo. What are they saying?
Agadoo.
Right. That's not even English.
Jim, what song gets stuck in your head?
Oh, look, it's funny. I was in the car yesterday, but Darude Sandstorm always gets stuck in my head.
No, that's better than Agadoo, is it?
Everyone knows that song at least. But yesterday I was in the car listening to this very station and Leave by JoJo was playing.
Yeah.
And all last night, I cooked lamb chops last night, made some mashed potato and a bit of broccolini.
Beautiful.
And I just caught myself in the kitchen going, I wonder. And it wasn't playing. And I would have heard it probably 6 hours earlier. So
that's the thing. It's not necessarily your favourite song. It's just the song that just happens to be an earworm stuck in your head.
I would argue they're usually popular, good songs. Not whatever this. This sounds like a song that didn't make a Wiggles CD.
That's probably what it means.
But they went, oh, we probably shouldn't put Shooby Doo Boop Boop in. I reckon Big Red Car and Fruit Salad are probably bangers.
One of the deleted songs of the album by Black Lace.
Sounds like a bad cover band of Wiggles songs.
All right, jump on the phones right now. 131060, what song gets stuck in your head? What song is a bit of an earworm for you?
Can I also ask, please, have you never heard that song? Is that your first time hearing that?
If you want to make a comment about Agadoo by Black Lace, you can give us a call too. 131060, what song gets stuck in your head? And also, by extension, have you ever heard the song that is Grace's earworm?
Never heard. She's on the phone now. There's a lot of people calling. Has anyone called and said they don't know what this song is?
No, but people have called and said they do know what song it is. In fact, Todd from Midway Point called and actually requested it to be played in full next.
And, Todd, sorry, mate, you cancelled. I've done follow you from Jimmy and Nathan and you're banned from the show. We've had messages on Instagram from people saying they don't know what it is.
Yeah, well, wow, I've had calls from people that say they do.
Well,
so.
Put them through.
What? Wait.
Okay. Gee, we found out the earworm for you, or one of the earworms for you, is this song, JoJo, Leave.
I just think earworms are those songs that are really popular.
Yeah.
Not choo choo chugga chugga booga booga. Because I heard this yesterday and it was in my head last night.
The one that gets me is one that is also associated with an unfortunate memory, Jim, and you'll remember this one. Producer Grace also knows the story.
I know this one, yeah.
About a party some old next door neighbours had and something that happened out the front of my window. Now, this is a negative earworm for me because every time I hear it, I get shudders.
Two people were making love outside Nate's window to this song.
Agga doing it at the front of my window.
See, that would be a good song.
Yeah, you like that one? Yeah. All right, Sharon from Port Huon. Sharon, what song gets stuck in your head?
Mr. Perfectly Fine by Tay-Tay.
Taylor. This is a new one. All right,
Oh, no.
Sharon, is it at the point where it's annoying you or do you actually enjoy the song?
I do enjoy it. It is very catchy, I must say. But I wake up in the middle of the night. Doesn't matter how many times I wake up, and I just singing it.
Can I ask you, Sharon, just what we got you? Have you heard of Mr. Agadoo? What is it?
Agadoo.
No, I haven't.
Never heard of it.
I've been around a long time, but I've never heard that.
Yes. Missing out.
The same, Sharon. I've never heard of that. I've heard Mr. Perfectly Fine. That's a good song.
Play it in full for your next, Sharon, so don't worry about it. All right, TJ from Lauderdale. TJ, what song gets stuck in your head?
Watermelon Sugar.
Oh, yeah. Watermelon Sugar. It is a good song, though, TJ, or are you over it because it keeps getting stuck in your head?
I'm just over it. It just repeats and repeats and repeats.
Yeah, because I don't know if you're like me, TJ. All I know is the chorus, like the Watermelon Sugar bit. I couldn't tell you one other lyric in that song.
Same.
Yeah, okay.
Also, TJ, what have we got you? Do you know that Uga, what is it, Grace?
Agadoo.
Agadoo? You know that song, TJ?
No.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Never heard of it either. Okay.
So, Grace, when you said people have called up to say they have.
Okay.
Diane from Kingston. Hi, Diane. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Going all right, Diane. Is there something that you've called for?
Just the song, Agadoo. I mean, it's an old classic, but it's a great classic. I don't know how you couldn't have heard of it.
Thank you, Diane.
What were you going to say, Diane?
The song that really sticks in my mind when I hear it, and I don't know whether you would have heard it if you haven't heard of Agadoo, is the chicken dance. It seems to repeat in your head all the time.
That's it.
Because, Diane, this is a good song. Agadoo.
Well, you'll be remembering it all day now.
Agadoo, more like Agadoo.
Please welcome producer Grace in for some gossip, and here's an earworm for you.
Hey, Grace.
Really love it if you didn't do that. Avril Lavigne has posted her first TikTok video. What?
Sorry, wrong one, guys.
I hate that. Agadoo. Don't do it again.
So she's recreated this iconic song, but with a very special feature from iconic skateboarder Tony Hawk.
I love this.
It's very,
but
very
cool.
You
know from this.
So the video.
This isn't an earworm. It's not stuck in my head.
It is. Nate came in singing it a second ago.
Stuck in my head.
You're both. I don't know. We need to have a chat after the show.
So the video was posted yesterday. Already has more than 5 million views.
Wow.
And Tony had a bit of fun with it. He changed up the lyrics. He said, "I was a skater man." She said, "See you later, man."
Oh, okay. Good on you, Tony. Real creative, isn't he?
In the comments, he commented.
Oh. Yes, that's
I was true. Scared
that's our tone. How old's Tony now? I think you told me your season.
Tony and I.
Tony and I.
Tony Hawk.
Well, I mean, if he keeps writing lyrics like that, he might have a career in music.
He 50s? Is 53.
53.
Thought he was older.
He retired back in 2003, so he's been retired for a while.
How do you know? But
yeah, why do you know so much?
Google that.
Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
I happened to read up about it before coming. I do actually research gossip before I come in here. I know that's hard to believe.
Oh, I'm going to get that audio.
Yeah.
And from now on, every gossip I'm holding you,
that'll go on here.
Every time I ask you a question, you're like, I don't know.
Well, I researched some things. That
well done for researching that
Thank
one.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
No, that's good. 2003. Wow. That's a long time
ago. We'll get a real special treat for you. Because you did some research today, we're going to play your favourite song.
Now, I'll give you 15 seconds of it to enjoy it.
I'll have to teach you the dance.
There's a pineapple. So what are the lyrics? Grab a pineapple, have coffee.
Choo, choo, chugga, chugga, big red car. Said a choo, choo, chugga.
No, you're
chugga.
Ruining it.
It's already ruined, mate.
It's Black ruined race ruined made, it. Yeah.
Download the list rap. Sorry, we're a bit puffed. We put together our own impromptu band, then Jimmy on bass, producer Grace on the drums, and me as the front man.
You both would have zero chance of being in a band.
Oh, no, I've no... No, yeah. Can't...
Stage presence, that's all I've got.
You'd be dancers.
I can't even dance. Just stage presence and energy. I could be a woo girl.
You could be the MC that brings people out.
Yeah, there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, make the hype guy.
The hype guy. I'm just the hype guy. Can never be in a band.
Because you don't have any real rhythm or...
Remember when I did...
You don't have stage presence. Stage presence is like a cool thing. You're like... It's weird. You did this weird.
Maybe stage energy.
Again, the MC bringing people out.
Yeah, that's me, mate. You know what I mean?
Cool. Hey, we both do that now. I gave up my music dreams.
Yeah. You were there, though. Just injury. Let you down, wasn't it?
Yeah. No. If I was, I'd probably get back into music if I wasn't doing this.
Mm.
I do love making music. It is time for the show rating.
You need a front man.
No, I'm not. No, you're not in the band.
I could be a front man.
You couldn't.
I could.
You don't have any music. You have, honest.
Just don't plug my
Outside of me,
mm.
You have another bloke. His name's Harry Jordan.
Yeah.
How long have you known Harry for?
Oh, 18 years.
18 years. Outside of Jimmy, this is Nate's best friend.
Mm.
Harry, the one thing he says about you is you have no musical bones in your body.
Zero musical bones. Yeah.
No rhythm, nothing.
Heaps of passion.
We could have an air band.
Oh, air band. There you go.
Still managed.
I'd still be out of rhythm, wouldn't I?
Out of time. Look, it is time. Speaking of out of time, it is the end of the show. It is time for the show rating. This is where myself, Nathan, producer Grace, rate the show out of 10 and say why. I'm going to kick things off. I'm going to be honest. It was always going to be hard after the short show and the nude show. I've given it a 7 out of 10. I'm going to be honest, it was nearly a 6 out of 10 because of that stupid song that Grace wanted to... Oh.
It's the exact reason why I've given it a 9.
Changed
it.
There you go. It's now a 5 out of 10.
Gotta be a 5. What a great show.
No, you're right. It's now 4. The longer this plays.
The new saying is Agahuru Hobart.
No, it's not.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.